Well, as we take a look at what's going on inside agriculture, you can get all the information you need on the Inside Agriculture Radio Network. As a matter of fact, 910 Classic Country, KCJB in Minot. Also, in the area's information stations, 930 KSDN and 1021 in Aberdeen, South Dakota, 660 Keys News Radio in Williston, Farm News and Real Country, Thunder 106.1 and Ag News 890, both Lisbon and Fargo. Well, the U.S. unemployment rate may currently be at record lows, but that's not the case for the nation's dairy producers. Well, many are still in need of workers who are willing and able to contribute to the future of milk production. Now, it's an issue fraught with political, economic, and cultural influences. Peter Cole, policy expert with Holstein Association USA, explains why the dairy industry is struggling to find workers.
As the number of people in the U.S. with any kind of farm background continues to go down, hiring good people is more challenging than ever. So the biggest labor issue for U.S. dairy farms is simply competing with non-farm employers to hire people willing and able to work on a farm.
Now, while non-farm employers seem to be luring away potential workers, the U.S. dairy industry has found another pool of willing and able farm labor. I think they're called immigrants.
Dairy farmers are more and more relying on immigrants as a reliable source of farm labor. They're willing and able to do the work. They're oftentimes very good workers. And frankly, they'll do the work that many of our U.S. people won't do.
While dairy producers understand and fully support efforts to stop illegal immigration, Cole says improved regulations could benefit the dairy industry.
Current immigration regulations for ag workers are intended to permit seasonal migrant workers into our country to work for short periods of time and then return to their home country. Really, to get it to make them effective for dairy workers, those regulations need to be expanded to address the needs for long-term, year-round workers that dairy farms so desperately need.
Now, it's a double-edged sword for dairy producers who need the workers but face a critical shortage for laborers.
If the farmers can't get enough people to do that, the trend has been toward more and more mechanization. Dairy farms are looking certainly at larger milking parlors and expensive robotic equipment to feed and milk the cows, replacing those workers with machines.
And if you want more information on the dairy industry, you can visit www.holsteinusa.com. That's www.holsteinusa.com. Well, we're going to take a break here. However, when we come back, we're actually going to talk about the U.S. Department of Agriculture. They have funds available to help promote value-added agriculture, looking for new ideas for farmers and ranchers. Well, we'll talk about that right after this.